All right, everyone, thanks for listening to my podcast for today, February 4th, 2021. I'm your host, Brandon Kraft, and this is the PristineGrace.org podcast. This is going to be the last podcast I make for this week. I won't really have an opportunity to make one until maybe the middle of next week, maybe late next week. Additionally, all the videos and recordings that I make, they're over on Sermon Audio. If you wish to be notified of any of these podcasts, I suggest you go out to the App Store for either Google or Apple and download the Church One app. In it, search for Pristine Grace. Select Pristine Grace as the broadcaster you'd like to be notified about, and then you'll be notified of any new podcasts or recordings that I make. You'll also be notified of when I go live. Also, as a reminder, I'm moving away from the Facebook platform. Not all material will be posted there, and I will be making material exclusive to Sermon Audio and my website. I want to get away from the control that big tech has over my content. I don't want to send my listeners to YouTube, for example, and force them to listen to ads to hear what I have to say. Facebook, thankfully, is not as bad about that, but they still have a lot of ads, and I just don't like associating too much with that sort of stuff. And so I'm very thankful to be a part of the Sermon Audio platform, and I want to be as exclusive to them as much as possible. Additionally, of course, all the website, all the content is available over at PristineGrace.org. There are a few listeners that have discovered me on Facebook or Sermon Audio that have never really made it over to that website. There are a lot of articles over there, as well as what I like to call a clean view of Sermon Audio. You can use a search function and over there and at PristineGrace.org and search for content amongst my list of cherry-picked Sovereign Grace preachers. Also, recently I've been asked about certain individuals that are no longer featured on PristineGrace.org. I have indeed removed a few folks within the past year or so. This was primarily due to their behavior on social media, their gossip, their heretic hunting. I don't really want to be associated with people that turn the truth of our Lord into something to attack others with. I fear there are several within the Sovereign Grace movement that are wielding the truth with the wrong motive. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad to hear that the gospel is being preached, but I think a lot of it is under the pretense of self-promotion and self-righteousness, if you will. Others have contacted me and even asked me to remove their articles from my website. One prominent Sovereign Grace preacher, who I happen to know personally, even visited his church, and he messaged me and demanded that I remove all of his content. Remove any links to his church's Sermon Audio site, and not even to mention his name on my website. He didn't want to even be associated with me. I think he thinks I'm a wolf or something. I won't say who this person was. All of this was because of behind-the-scenes communication about me and my supposed motives. And sometimes I think our motives are our way out of whack. I think this preacher's motives were out of whack too, at least in this instance. I still find him to be a very good gospel preacher. It's sad what has happened. Anyway, I see a lot of social media posts that lead me to believe this about others as well. Folks are out there contending for the truth, supposedly, but they're really just out there promoting themselves, I think. And I think it's really quite dangerous for any of us, I dare say all of us, who are involved in ministry, in the ministry of our Lord. Our hearts, they're so wicked, so deceiving. We start to do something out of love, and then we end up doing something out of motivation. All right? We take pleasure, of course, in telling of the great things the Lord has done for us and others, but then our dark hearts, they get caught up in the moment and they start to take pleasure in, we start to take pleasure in ourselves. And we've been admiring ourselves instead of the one who bought us. Our pride, it's, I had another podcast on it this week. It's like a monster. It will sneak up on you and then swallow you whole. Even when we pray and engage in ministry of the gospel, sometimes, I think more times than not, we're ready to reflect on our goodness, our righteousness. We think way too highly of ourselves, and that's why we get offended. Think about it. Admit it. You know yourself. You know your heart. If you can't relate to what I'm talking about, then then step back and think about who you are apart from Christ. When we were converted to the truth, that rotten old man, he's still with us. Michael Smith, a brother out near Joplin, Missouri, he sent me an article yesterday. The link should be in the sermon audio description. It's also available on the Pristine Grace webpage. It's an article by an old Sovereign Grace preacher, Oscar B. Mink. Mr. Mink wrote this article a long time ago, and he since passed. He wrote this article back in the 20th century. But I think it's very relevant for today. I would encourage you to go out there, everyone listening to this podcast, go out there and read that article. It's called Contending for the Faith with the Right Motive. And oh boy, it's a gem of an article. It's, after I read it, I just said, wow. Wow. If folks would just read this, and if folks would put some emphasis into their delivery of their truth and their contention of the truth, making sure there was a proper motive for their actions. We who believe, we seem to lean toward the controversial. I fear it's what seems to make our faith exciting to some of us. The line between what is true and false, it's so sharp and so dividing. But some of it's very blurry as well. And that's because we're sinners. We still see through darkened glass. And our doctrine, it's not entirely pure. We still have falsehood that we cling to, that we hold on to. Maybe not on the gospel, regarding the gospel itself, but at least other parts of our doctrine. Let's take church doctrine, for example. The issue of baptism. Some folks, they believe in immersion. Others believe in pouring or fusion or sprinkling. Some say baptizing babies is okay. And others will say believers only. Others make it the basis of church membership. Others state that it has little to no importance. Now, I'm not going to get into baptism on this podcast, but I think many turn baptism into a wall of division rather than the gospel. They have elevated baptism to a primary issue rather than a secondary issue. And then they contend for their understanding of baptism as they would the gospel itself. And many, they're ready to slice and dice all who would disagree with them on the topic. And I just think that's sad. Baptism, it's one of the gifts the Lord has given his people. And we've turned it into a dividing wall of hostility. Anything less than perfect agreement between us, and we think the other person is the worst heretic on the planet. Admit it. You've seen this before. You've probably been involved in it. And I've seen this time and time again on social media. I know this is happening in our congregations, but I think it's even worse on social media. And I think I know why. I think this article cuts to the heart of the issue. It's our motive. What is our motive? Is it to love our brothers and sisters in Christ? Or is it to exalt ourselves? Is it to magnify and glorify our Lord? Or is it to magnify and glorify ourselves and show the world how smart we think we are? Oh, I think it's pride. That's what it is. And that is why we attack those who don't agree with us, isn't it? You may mask your pride with a fake piety, with a fake concern for the truth, but don't kid yourself. You're full of pride. I know I am, and I hate it. But look at yourself. You're nothing without the grace of God. All the knowledge you have of God and His gospel, it's entirely by His grace, by His sovereign hand on your life. And you're still learning. So be careful about how you reprove those with whom you have disagreements, even over the things of God. Be careful you aren't wrecking churches and relationships between brothers and sisters. Be careful to check your motives before you write your next Facebook post. As you go throughout the day today, and each and every other day, think about your motives. Ask yourself, who is this for? Is this for me? Is this for my pride? Is this so I can feel better about myself? Am I a good contender for the faith? Should I receive a pat on the back for my good behavior? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then walk away. Get on your knees and pray to the Lord to remove this pride from your life. That pride is nothing but trash, and it's going to consume you and others. It can wreck friendships. It can wreck churches. It can wreck lives. Thankfully, we have a Savior that has fought all of our battles, that can keep and sustain His churches. He doesn't need us to accomplish His will. Sometimes it takes courage just to remain silent and wait on the Lord to fight the battles your flesh so desperately wishes to engage. So go on over to the pristinegrace.org website, read that article on contending for the faith with the right motive by Oscar Mink. I found it to be encouraging and edifying, and I think you will too. And that's really all I wanted to say today. It's really all I wanted to talk about. So I'll see you next week. Grace and peace.